Pat Benatar on Triple M. Good times, greatest hits, Triple M's Rush Hour with Liesl Jones, Liam and Dobbo. Wally Lewis is going to join us in 2025. Time. Interesting to see who Wally thinks that New South Wales should replace Nathan Cleary with, given the news after the game last night that he is out for an extended period of time with the hamstring injury.
For some great tax time deals and tips, check out the latest Bunnings catalogue in-store or online.
Big story about to break.
Back page of the paper tomorrow morning.
I'm having conversations at the present moment around this issue
on the Rush Hour.
This is Dobbo's Mail.
Yeah, look, as you just mentioned, the biggest news that came out of today was that Nathan Cleary is gone for a minimum of 6 weeks. The Origin halfback and Panthers halfback is out of Game 2 for State of Origin and also Game 3. Now, for New South Wales, they've also lost Cameron Murray, and for Queensland, Joy Arrow looks set to miss it, as well as Tom Gilbert. So every team so far has had injuries after week one after Origin, which will always bring up an argument of, oh, well, should they be having Origin at the end of the season? Is it the right time to be putting teams, potentially their seasons, at risk because of State of Origin? Not getting into that. What I want to get into is who is the next halfback for New South Wales? So Nicho Hynes was the 14, and a lot of people would just expect that he will get called up and be the 7 to play with either Cody Walker or Jerome Luai.
I mean, that's where he plays at club level.
He does, but he's a running halfback, and Jerome Luai is a running 6, so they don't really mesh. Now, if you kept Nicho Hynes at 14, and I said ta-da to Luai, or you kept Luai, I believe, and the mail that I'm getting is a lot of people are talking about, and Brad Fittler is looking at Adam Reynolds. He's played Origin. Our man, captain of the Brisbane Broncos, Adam Reynolds. Remember, I know we see him as a Broncos captain
in
the Queenslander.
Yeah, I don't see him as anything else.
He's a South Sydney boy. He's born and bred in Redfern. Like, he's as New South Wales as you'll ever get.
Even you can't to the argue point, with the form,
no,
either.
Oh, no, absolutely not.
I'll tell you how much he's a New South Wales. Powerade sponsor the post-match press conferences for the Broncos, and they always have a maroon and a blue Powerade. Kevy will not let the blue Powerade be in front of him. Adam Reynolds always grabs the blue and puts it in front of him and shifts the maroon. Like,
really?
He's like proper. I actually spoke to Adam Reynolds today about the prospect of if he's called up at 32, and I mean this genuinely, is he ready and would he be ready to play for New South Wales in State of Origin?
Yeah, definitely. I think every player aspires to play Origin. Obviously, having a taste of it a number of years ago and sitting by watching all the series go past, you always want to be back in that arena. And I've been mentioned in that before and didn't get the nod, so not getting carried away or anything. I just need to keep the head down, work hard, mate. And if I get the call, I'd be over the moon. Obviously, being in enemy territory for the Blues would be a good way to get back into that arena and hopefully come around to win.
Well, Suncorp Stadium's your home ground. All the talk about Suncorp Stadium, you don't fear that, no doubt. And that's an area of your life that you know how to play on that field. And it's not daunting now.
No, it's not daunting. Obviously, I've experienced that in the past as well with Origin. And it's a home away from home now if I was to get picked. But, it certainly wouldn't scare me going up there. You know, there's obviously a lot of stadium, and experience plays a big part in that. And, if I get the opportunity to represent the state, mate, I'll be over the moon and I'll be doing everything possible to make sure we get the win.
Okay, so he's very much in contention. And obviously they've got to play Newcastle on Saturday night and they'll name that side on Sunday. But wouldn't that be just another story to top off? Like Adam
hasn't played State of Origin for 7 years.
Yeah, it is quite a long time, and you feel like you would get out of touch because the game changes so quickly. But when you play NRL, you're sort of still in it. But that's another level. I wonder too with Reno, like if he took, because he's lived in Queensland so long, does he take any Queensland secrets and then gives it to New South Wales? Like, does he have insider
knowledge?
Well,
he knows how they play.
Yeah,
he knows how a lot of those guys carry.
Do you reckon he can take it and he goes, I know how they play. I know how they work. This is how they win.
Well, he'll be the test. You ready? We got Wally Lewis joining us in 20 minutes.
Oh, he would know.
I don't reckon Wally wants New South Wales to pick Adam Reynolds.
No, of course they don't.
I don't think anybody in
Queensland.
He's a great leader.
We'll find out just how fair dinkum Wally Lewis is on this show in 20 minutes' time. Because if he says that they should pick anyone but Adam Reynolds, we'll know that he fears Adam Reynolds.
We better give him the maroon Powerade then. Drink it, Reno,
right.
Drink it.
Rush Hour with Liesl Jones, Liam and Dobbo. Hey, did you hear the big news?
Oh, Fooey's.
Fooey's are coming to town.
They are.
Huge.
Fooey's are coming to town. A big announcement today. We're going to talk about it next. Rush Hour with Liesl Jones, Liam and Dobbo on Triple M.